Welcome everyone to this informal meeting of the Trade Negotiation Committee. As indicated in my fax to you on September 14th, I thought it timely, in light of the important development in recent weeks regarding the DDA and the next steps over the coming few months, to report to you and seek your views. In addition, as you know, I've been asked by G20 leaders to report to them in Pittsburgh this week on the progress towards the agreed goal of concluding the round next year. This should not be my report alone, but one which also reflects the views of the membership represented here in the central body of the round. First, let me update you on the events since our last meeting. Since we last met at the end of July, and in response to the call from leaders at the L'Aquila summit that ministers in charge of trade explore all avenues for direct engagement with the WTO and meet prior to the Pittsburgh summit, India hosted an informal meeting of ministers in Delhi on September 3rd and 4th. This initiative was very welcome. It was clear by the summer break that momentum was flagging and that the pace of work was putting in question the goal of concluding the round next year. At Delhi, ministers from over 35 countries, representing a broad spectrum of the WTO membership, pledged to conclude the round by autumn. They stressed that reinforcing the multilateral trading system through the conclusion of the round was essential in the context of the current economic crisis. They acknowledged that the political signals emanating from previous meetings had not translated into action in Geneva, that mere reaffirmation of commitment was not enough unless this was converted into effective instructions to negotiators to re-engage so that the round could be concluded in autumn. In order to step up the pace of the negotiations, they agreed that senior officials should meet in Geneva from September 14th to draw up a process of engagement for the next 2-3 months, and to work with the chairs of the negotiating groups to contribute to preparing an overall agenda of engagement. Following up specifically on the meeting in Delhi, a number of capital-based senior officials have been in Geneva this past week. They have been working in the negotiating groups and with the chairs, both to develop more specific plans for the work ahead in agriculture, NAMA, of course, but as well on the rest of the areas under negotiation, and also to advance the substantive negotiations on key outstanding issues. Last week's activity was centered on the negotiating groups, where the work was stimulated by the presence of senior officials. Their regular presence in Geneva from now on will be an important factor in joining up the dots of the negotiation and making sure that political commitment leads to action. As I advise delegations by fax, I also had two green room meetings, one on Tuesday and one on Friday. The purpose of these meetings was to bring senior officials face to face with the negotiating group chairs and their priorities and work programs. I, for my part, have worked with the chairs to develop and synchronize their plans, and they have, of course, also consulted their groups. The result of this activity is before you today. in the form of an intensive, structured program for work over the next 3 months, with the participation of senior officials each month, 19th to 23rd October, 23rd to 27th November, and 14th to 16th December. And this work program will be posted on our website from 10 o'clock today. I will, of course, hold regular TNC meetings during this period for obvious transparency purposes. Now, this is what ministers in Delhi ask us for. It is also what the objective needs of the negotiating process require if we are to be back on track and then stay on track to conclude next year. It's an important step, and I very much appreciate the effort and cooperation that has gone into it. But let's be under no illusions. As many of you indicated at our last CNC meeting in July, a work program in itself, as necessary as it may be, will not deliver a substantive result. It is insufficient to lead to result. This can only come from political engagement and from the hard bargaining on the few remaining issues that we have yet to see. At this stage, I remain cautious in my forecast. It would be premature for me to predict today that the necessary political engagement will in fact take place over this period. We should be in a position to judge by December whether or not this has happened. Clearly, the chances of concluding in 2010 depend very much on the answer to that question. It depends on your engagement at all levels, multilaterally, trilaterally, bilaterally, starting now. And I count on you all to pass the message to your capitals that we need a positive answer if the objective they have set is to be fulfilled. This is also the message that I will be taking to the G20 leaders in Pittsburgh. I will tell them, in a nutshell, that we in Geneva have done what they've asked us to do. They now have the road mapped out, but they still have to walk it. Leadership is about responsibility, failure to act not just in Pittsburgh, but also here in Geneva, will be heartfelt by the entire international community at this time of economic crisis. We all know that keeping trade open is crucial for many members to exit the crisis, and 60 years of experience have told us that the best way to keep trade open is to keep opening trade, while, of course, creating the necessary level playing field with rules. So the G20 must now show its leadership and send the right signal, and there must be the appropriate follow-up on the ground here in Geneva. At a time where there is much talk in town about the future of quote-unquote Geneva International, the truth is that two organizations are in dire need of getting their accelerator working again: the CERN and its Large Electron Collider, and the WTO.